Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A very busy Wednesday started early in the morning when the Eagles announced that they had agreed to terms with All-Pro punter Matt McBrier on a one-year deal. McBrier, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, head coach Andy Reid explained why McBrier was available. He's about 90% recovered from a drop foot condition, but Andy Reid expects that McBrier will provide very good competition for the punter job with Chaz Henry.
Well, listen, it should be great competition. That's what we're trying to do. I mentioned that at all the positions, we're really trying to create that. So you're talking about a kid that is one of the best in the National Football League. He's coming off an injury, so we'll have to see how that all works out, and he works through that. But he had a good workout and obviously impressed us there. So I wouldn't expect Chaz to bow down to him at all. He's going to come out and compete, and it should be a good battle.
Wednesday was also a rival day for the veterans of the Eagles, and LeSean McCoy was one of the first players to show up. LeSean, of course, coming off a monster 2011 season and a monster contract in the offseason, but Shady says there are still some goals he wants to reach. He wants to be known as one of the very best running backs in the entire NFL.
I think it's something that each player wants. You know, you want to be kind of known as a good player around the league. Even guys are gunning for you, that's cool. You know, because in this game, in this league, they're to compete. I think that's the biggest thing is competing. I have a good team, a good supporting cast around me, so it's really hard just focusing on me. I think that's kind of the luxury I do have playing with the Eagles. You know, we got so many different talents on offense. You know, it's hard to really pick out one person.
Also coming off a big contract in the offseason, wide receiver DeSean Jackson, who remembered what it was like when he first got to Lehigh as a rookie.
Oh, man, it just brings back a lot of memories. First day at training camp, and, you know, we had to report. So, you know, jitters is kind of coming back. I'm just, you know, ready to get out there on the field, man. This offseason's been, you know, great for myself and for the team. So, it's going to be an early start, and I'm just happy to be back. Weather's feel good, so, you know, just excited.
Speaking of the atmosphere here at Lehigh, Nnamdi Asomugha showed up sporting a new do, but he also remembers what it's like to play in front of the Eagles fans on the practice field.
Just the fact that we had fans, I think, was new to me because I had never been around a training camp where there were actually fans allowed to be there. So that was just new to me. But it's great. It kind of gives you like a game-type feeling, you know, and the competitiveness goes up a lot. So
that does it for today's Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And remember, the veterans hit the practice field for the very first time tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. And you can catch it all live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Training Camp Live with Dave Spadaro kicks off at 3 o'clock. I'm Bo Wolf, and that's your Eagles Report.